Whenever Louisianians hear French spoken on radio, television, or in the classroom, chances are one organization is owed thanks for keeping the heritage language alive. CODEFIL, or the Council for Development of French in Louisiana, has kept the French culture flourishing in our state since 1968, when Governor John McKithen and the Louisiana legislature funded it for the first time. When Governor Bobby Jindal surprised Acadiana with a line-item veto that slashed the budget for CODEFIL by 40% this June, Acadiana refused to watch its French heritage fade away. Why the cut? In his veto letter, Jindal said CODEFIL was adequately funded. Aaron Stickney, communications attaché for CODEFIL, says the $100,000 cut would have debilitated CODEFIL.
What we were looking at was a total operational budget of $157,000 for the upcoming year, which means if we were to pay off our agreement, our annual agreement that we have with the Belgian government, pay our rent, and pay our, you know, operational bills like electricity, would be $4,000 in the negative.
Since then, Stickney says fundraisers and individuals have raised $90,000, which allows CODEFIL to continue recruiting and training immersion teachers, ensuring that Louisiana is represented on an international scale and acting as the liaison for foreign agencies. 12% of Lafayette Parish students are in immersion, but don't call French a foreign language.
People refer to the French language elsewhere, you know, as a foreign language. Here in Louisiana, we refer to it as a heritage language. Because, you know, of course, it's part of our past, it's part of our heritage, it's part of our ancestry, but it's not just a thing of the past. Heritage is something that you keep alive on a daily basis. And not only that, Louisiana has become this force throughout the world that's recognized and respected as a French-speaking entity.
Former CODEFIL employee Valerie Broussard Boston is a leader of Francojeune, a group of young professionals that pushes for utilizing French in business interactions. Francojeune organized an online campaign that raised $30,000 for CODEFIL. With its restored budget, she says connecting Louisiana to the rest of the world is the next priority.
But once you actually realize how connected La Francophonie is and how supportive they are and how they want to integrate everybody, then you feel like you're part of something much bigger than just Lafayette.
Though CODEFIL was stunned by the cut, it is looking ahead with the support of Louisiana politicians who understand the importance of the state's French heritage. By 2015, CODEFIL hopes to have at least one French immersion environment in each of the 22 Acadian parishes and build a stronger youth base that will create a stronger French presence in Acadia. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Elizabeth Rose. Alouette,